Hey, welcome to the NLL Tonight on National Lacrosse League Radio, presented by Reebok Lacrosse. Andy McNamara alongside Carlin Gay and producer Sace Narayan. Follow us on Twitter at AndyMC81 and at Carlin Gay. Email us to NLLTonight at NLL.com. Find us and rate us on iTunes as well. Carlin, possibly the biggest show in this program's history.
Yes, it is.
I'm getting excited.
Can't
already.
Wait.
All-time leading NLL score and 10-time All-Star, the John Tavares joins us.
Wow.
And we'll also have NLL Fantasy Game Hot Shot picks and Freezer Burn picks later on. Carlin, it was an All-Star weekend in the National Lacrosse
League. An All-Star weekend, and a record was broken. 10th All-Star appearance for the man, John Tavares.
Absolutely. And what a game it was. 20-18, as in most All-Star games. Defense was not the focus.
Yeah, it's optional.
It's optional.
It's like fourth period in high school. Optional.
Yeah, well, maybe for you. That's why you're there.
That's why I'm here.
What's that say about me then? Second All-Star Game MVP award was won by the Calgary Roughnecks transition guru, Jeff Snyder.
Had an amazing game.
4 goals, 2 assists.
Yeah. Big game. Ended up getting his second All-Star MVP award. 3 of his goals came in the second half while the West were trying to get back into the game. That is huge. And also, in the faceoff circle.
This is a big part of his game.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
22 of 26. If he can do that for Calgary in real games, wow.
Well, and he was going up against Max Seabold. No slouch. He's the master.
Well, it's the All-Star game.
Well,
there's not going to be slouches there. That's
great,
why we weren't
point.
There.
And he's the master faceoff man from the Philadelphia Wings. So it's nice to see that faceoff skill set so underutilized, and it's nice that it could be showcased. Huge crowd in Buffalo, First Niagara Center.
Wow, it was amazing. Over 13,000 people packed the First Niagara Center in Buffalo. A tweet came out from the good old boss, the commish, George Daniels.
Former guest on the show.
Former guest on the show. Actually, the first ever on this show. And I saw the tweet, and I wish I was there. And that Buffalo crowd looked amazing. So kudos to Buffalo for showing up and really supporting the All-Star game and the league.
Those Bandits fans are always wild. And their own, Luke Wiles, 3 goals and an assist to lead the East in scoring.
Yep.
And how about for the West, of course, former guest, don't doubt the Prout, Gavin Prout.
Had to get it in there.
4 goals.
Yeah, huge game. So Colorado still continues to roll, even though they had some time off, and we'll get to it in a bit, but didn't have the greatest of showing when the game did matter. I called it.
I don't know how.
I called it. I said it. It's not luck.
Even the blind mouse finds the cheese once in a while, Carlin.
A broken clock is right 2 times a day. I'll take it. But Adam Jones had a good game with 1 goal and 4 assists as well.
Yeah, so let's get to this week's games. We'll get to Colorado in a moment. All the matchups on Saturday this week will begin with the 3-5 Rochester Nighthawks in Philadelphia. Both clubs being defeated. I had the call with the Toronto Rock game on Bob Watson night. What a night that was. You were there, Carlin. What a night.
It was amazing. And then just spine tingling.
Yeah.
When you see that, first of all, this is not the first time he was honored.
No, there's multiple honorings.
The
number 29 hoisted. And
retired, no one's wearing it.
Well, and I said on the broadcast, when you have Rock honorary nights over the past 2 years, they have done extremely poorly.
And then they proved you wrong.
They proved me wrong again. Thank you, Toronto.
But it was a weird game.
It was
almost like they were trying to give it away. The Nighthawks kept roaring back and showing up, but they couldn't get over that hump.
Carlin, the stat going into that game for the Toronto Rock was when they had the lead going into the half, they were 1-2 on the season.
Yeah.
That, obviously, unacceptable. The Rock righted the way last week, 2-2 now after leading at the half. And the big news, though, for Toronto.
And
so,
I think, if correct me if I'm wrong, but it was 0-2 at home as well.
Yeah, very, absolutely. 16-12 win. The Rock take Buffalo. We'll talk more about the Rock in a moment, but Rochester had their moments. The big issue there, 37 shots on Matt Roich, but 30 were off target, Carlin.
Yeah.
And the coaching staff was saying, you know what, try to get a little too cute, a little too fancy. Even the mighty Cody Jamison, who was held to just 2 goals and 4 assists.
The mighty Cody Jamison being held. Now, people always talk about the Rock. You see 16 goals on a scoreboard. People talk about the Rock's offense and how they can get it done, put balls in the net. But holding a Nighthawks team that could explode for 12 goals, credit to Matt Roich, credit to that defense. Defense wins championships. That's why they're defending champions. And that's where they're going to get it done if they're going to plan on repeating.
The problem with Rochester, Matt Vince was peppered with 59 shots. However, the problem was the first three or four goals Matt Vince would have loved to have back, and the penalty trouble early cost Rochester. They let up three power play goals on the first three penalties that they gave.
Well, the Rock were also able to get secondary scoring. When you can get that from Casey Bearns and Stephen LeBlanc, that's a good sign.
Casey Bearns is a mastermind at home, and Stephen LeBlanc finally coming out of his shell.
Yes.
Leading scorer for the Rock last year, lighting it up. But to finish off on Rochester, pulled within one a couple times, kept coming back.
They just couldn't get over the hump.
No, and that's it. They did have nine different scores. It was the first game back from the Minnesota situation, as it's been come to be known. the TGIF situation in Minnesota. First game back, so you think it would be full of energy, and it just wasn't. They couldn't break through, and the
Johnny
key players
Palace,
were held in check.
Rookie Johnny Palace, where was he?
Johnny Palace was held in check all night.
Yeah, all night.
All night.
Michael Kersey didn't have the greatest nights for him as well.
My pick on the fantasy pick.
When those guys are going for you, you probably won't win too many games.
I was secretly cheering that Michael Kersey would score some goals so I get some fantasy points. You let me down, Kersey. You let me down. Let's go to the Philadelphia Wings,
your heart.
Who Rochester will be heading into. So Philadelphia Wings, who we remember, shut down that offense of Toronto 2 weeks back.
They did.
15-8.
On the road.
On the road. Now they'll be in Philadelphia, Wells Fargo Arena. They were defeated. So now the Rock are tied with Philadelphia atop.
What a tight
Edmonton rush coming up. Huge.
Yeah. Edmonton now has a good week off.
They're on the bye.
On the bye. But a big win. Nothing. People wouldn't be predicting stuff like this. But they trade away a guy who sat out the entire year for them.
Poor Edmonton.
And then they get someone who probably, and Ethan Iannucci, they get someone who probably will not play a game.
He's not playing.
In Edmonton.
He's not going to play.
But they still go out, get the job done. That would have to rally a locker room like that. Two players you get this season, they don't want anything to do with you. The guys in the locker room have to stand up and say, hey, this is not a bad place to play.
No.
We can get the job. We have two stellar goaltenders in net that we can throw out at any time.
Aaron Bolt's been a beast.
Young team in Edmonton. Watch out for them. Not this year, but in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and for Edmonton, you had Zach Greer step up with the hat trick. And how about this? This is what I love. Derek Suttons, a Durham Region boy, recorded out of the Toronto area. Derek Suttons, former Toronto Rock player.
Yes.
Two goals, including the winner. That tied his most ever goals in a single season. He did it in one night. That's stepping up.
That is stepping up. The first time he's ever scored two goals since 2008.
Wow.
It's been quite some time for Mr. Suttons getting it done.
Didn't quite know what to do. But for Philadelphia, who are hosting Rochester, Kevin Crowley, the Philadelphia Crowleys, even in defeat, continue to be so strong. Four goals and an assist.
Four goals and assist. That is my boy. We got to get him on the show.
Yeah,
we'll get
Kevin Crowley on the show. Johnny Moraine said he's a big-time player. That's why he's the first-round pick,
no doubt.
That's
why the team's named after him.
And the other obvious contributors did contribute. Drew Westervelt, Dan Dawson. However, Dawson was held without a goal just on the assist category. He's a setup man extraordinaire.
But they were also able to welcome back Brody Merrill, which is good for going forward throughout the season, playing his first game back at Rexall Place.
Yep. And he said it was weird.
Since being dealt to Philly in the offseason.
He came out and said most players were, it's good to be back, whatever. He said it felt strange, and he felt a little bit off. And it's actually good to get a kind of an honest reply from a player.
But if you're Philly, if you're Philly, you can beat Toronto, and that's the team that you're really keeping your eye on. That's in your peripherals because now you're tied for first with them. You know you have one up on them. It's a tie now.
It's a tie.
Series.
It's a tie right now.
But you got to keep your eye out on Toronto. You want that home field advantage if it comes down to it come the playoffs.
It's such a tight East division we've been talking about. So Rochester, first game in Philadelphia. That'll be a good one to watch. Coming up after that, Washington in Toronto at the Air Canada Centre. Another home game for The Rock. The Washington Stealth.
Broken.
Carlin, say it.
What's wrong with Washington?
I don't know.
1-6, Andy.
Carlin, I would have bet the farm, if I had a farm, which I don't, with Chris Hall returning, just from a motivational standpoint, returning behind the bench from throat cancer treatment. That is a rallying cry to come back,
obviously
to come
not
up, play, win one for the Gip, win one for the Hallster. And they lose 15-7.
A guy that's led them to two
15-7
straight Western Division titles.
Yeah.
2010 NLL title.
Yep.
Has, for a club that's, I mean, basically, they haven't been able to score. And you add, I don't get it. What's wrong with Washington?
Iannucci had two assists. That's your big pickup.
W.
That's your big pickup.
Yeah.
Iannucci with two assists. They said they're happy with how we played it, and how...
I'm not. I picked them for fantasy.
But it's what we talked about, Carlin, in that it takes you time to get back into game shape. Iannucci will pick up the scoring touch again. It's taking a bit longer than Washington would have liked, for sure.
Well, this is a guy that most call a selfish player. Is there enough ball for a guy like that?
He got assists.
Washington?
He didn't score. He got assists.
Didn't score. But it's tough to... When you have talent, he's not the only talented player that could score on that team. Sometimes he's going to have to defer, and he's still trying to figure out. He's a guy that you add to the bunch that could be over-imposing.
It's a lot of pressure, especially with Jeff Zawicki going down, to have to come in. But I know she's a big-time player. I don't think the pressure, I think it's him getting his game legs underneath. This one, despite the 15-7 differential in favor of Minnesota, Carl, it was tied at 3 after one quarter. Then Minnesota said, hey, we're just going to take this 7-0 run.
And the Swarm are an interesting team because they give you the good stuff and then you wonder on some nights what's going on.
It's a young team. And however, we would be remiss if we didn't say Washington did have a hill to climb with key injured guys out. You're missing Reese Dutch and Tyler Richards down, both with injuries.
And that also, it makes me wonder what Iannucci was doing. You have one of your top guys in Reese Clutch Dutch sitting out.
Yep.
This is a time where you step up and take advantage of it. Get your team. You know your team is not playing well, 1-6.
Yeah.
You have to step up, be the leader on this team. I don't think he has it in him.
It's an interesting point. Obviously, Minnesota was probably focusing more on...
I'm going to get him on the show and ask him.
Are you
going to
grill
questions.
You're going to ask him a tough one? Okay.
I'll ask him these tough
questions.
Okay,
you talk tough. I knew he's a tough guy. Careful.
I'm in Toronto. He's all the way.
1-6 at 1-6 Washington in Toronto. So Washington, Carlin, are desperate. Desperate. They have to pick up a win. Otherwise, it's panic button. Press it. Smack it.
I've already pressed it. I've already pressed it for Washington. We've already pressed it. Our producer, Sace Narayan, comes back, and he's pressing the
panic
button.
He's pressing it right now. The Toronto Rock, though, losing Colin Doyle. It's an upper body injury. We were told it is a shoulder. We were told the game of.
Wow.
So he came back from the hamstring. And, Carlin, when he fell, he initially kicked out his leg in pain, and I thought, oh, he tore the hammy. It was the shoulder for Colin Doyle. Will he play this week? He's day-to-day right now. So we're going to have to see where the captain can come back. The good news again for Toronto is other people stepped up.
Other people stepped up, but that's a big boy in Matt Vince to run into when you're coming full speed.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a lot of equipment as well. So tough to see Colin Doyle go down, but like you said, Andy, that secondary scoring got them back.
Five goals. A
victory between Bearns and LeBlanc.
9 goals between those two. Bearns with 2 on the power play.
Yeah.
Stephen LeBlanc exploding is so key, Carly.
And you get an up-close look doing the play-by-play for this team.
Yeah.
That power play is slowly starting to click, Andy.
It is. And against a top-tier goaltender, Matt Vince, who struggled off the bat. But that's all about it. You have to step up. If a big goaltender is not able to handle those initial tough shots and maybe thrown off a bit with the Bob Watson retiring night, take advantage. Those gentlemen did, and Garrett Billings looking more like Dan Dawson. Dawson, a goal and 8 assists.
Yeah, 8 assists. The setup man. We got to think of a nickname for him.
We'll think about it.
Yeah,
we'll think about it.
We'll come up with next show.
Billings, something with money. We'll think about it. And for Matt Roik, in another night where it's being rubbed in his face that you're not Bob Watson.
Shows up.
Matt Roik does it.
Shows up, only allows 12 goals. Amazing stuff from Matt Roik.
Solid.
Especially when I called him out last week for not having the best of games against Philly. Got the job done this week.
That's right. Moving on to the third game of the week, Colorado.
This is the game of the week for me.
Colorado 6-1, and you'll notice the one now. We'll talk about that in a moment.
No, let's talk about it right now.
Hold on.
No, let's talk about that
now. I have to tell you, in Buffalo, 2-4 Bandits coming off of a 2-week layoff, but Colorado not just lost, decimated by the Calgary Roughnecks, Carl.
I called it.
Decimated.
Calgary is no joke. When you look at the eye test, and I have 20/20 vision, this Calgary team is flying a little bit under the radar just because Colorado is playing at such a an advanced clip over everyone, and they're blowing teams out. But Calgary is going to be a tough out in the playoffs. They're only a game behind after Colorado started off the season six straight and victories.
That's so interesting.
They have one game up on Colorado after beating them.
But the score.
I called it.
21.
I'm not surprised.
To 10.
Stop acting like you're surprised. I called it. If you listen to me in the show, Andy.
Which I try not to.
You would know that Calgary had Colorado's number. I called it last week.
21-10.
Yeah.
The Roughnecks, who lost in overtime 13-12 the last time they came. 21-10.
Yeah.
Where were the Mammoth?
Obviously not there.
They got 10
well,
goals.
Let me tell you something.
Allowed 21.
This Calgary
by Chris
team.
Levis.
Yeah, wow. On Chris Levis. That's the truth.
Former and Roughneck goalie.
This Calgary team has that type of scoring punch where they can explode for 20-plus goals, but the 10 is the important part right there to lock down.
Great point.
A Mammoth squad who has been scoring at such a high clip.
Yeah.
John Grant still got his numbers, but where were the other guys?
Well, it was like when we talked with Gavin Prout, the Jamie Lincolns that have to step up, the Adam Jones who have been a bit inconsistent.
And Mr. Prout as well.
You know, and Mr. Prout, he got a couple.
Maybe he was saving it all for the All-Star game the next night.
Well, okay. Prout, 2 goals, 3 helpers. For the Calgary Roughnecks, though, how about Travis Cornwall? 4 times. Popping it in behind Levis. Levis was yanked. Daryl Veltman, 3 goals and 6 helpers as well. Sean Evans, I believe, third guest on their show. Sean Evans, hat trick and 3 assists. Curtis Dixon, the rookie. You can run. When you have 21 goals, everyone touched the ball. Everyone's on the
score
sheet.
We scored as well.
We were watching the game at home. We got a goal. I don't know how we got credited for it.
We got a couple.
But it happened. So Colorado looking to rebound. It's good for them to get right back at it against, and I would call, Carlin, an unpredictable Buffalo team. 4 straight losses.
Yes. After starting off
2-0.
And trading for a goaltender that some say they may or may not have.
We're
going to
ask John Tavares.
We're going to ask JT about that. And we'll also ask him about what's happening in Buffalo, what's going on. You start the season 2-0,
yep.
Fall 4 straight. Now you face a Colorado team who's been wounded for the first time. This is, to me, the game of the week.
I completely agree. The Buffalo crowd is rabid. We've talked about that. The Pepsi Center is a tough place to play as well. So will the Bandit faithful come out and rally this club to victory and to send Colorado on a losing streak? Something I never thought we'd say.
And if Calgary wins this weekend in the next game we're about to talk about right now against Minnesota, they're tied.
Hold on.
First.
I want one last comment on Buffalo. Don't rush me. Now, Anthony Cosmo coming in. We're going to talk to John Tavares about this,
yes,
but I have to say this. Mike Thompson is an All-Star, okay? He played in the All-Star game.
Not only an All-Star, started in the All-Star game.
Started in the All-Star game. Why, if you're Buffalo management, do you go and get another goaltender and give up 2 first-round picks, not this year, 13 and 14, 2 first-round picks, mortgage the future of potential stars, and create an unnecessary goaltending controversy?
Well,
why?
Maybe you want to push Mike Thompson. Maybe you want him to play a little harder.
You don't need a goalie.
We can sit here and say they didn't need
one. I will. You don't need a goalie.
And I'll take the other side of the story. You do need a goalie.
You
never know what's
going
to happen.
Unless you're planning before the March 20th deadline to deal one of those guys for something else, and that could be it.
Maybe.
That could be it.
Maybe.
We'll have to wait till March 20th. Anyway,
I doubt it.
Sorry, last game of the week.
I doubt it.
Minnesota Swarm, 4-3.
Those draft picks, Andy, they're not a big deal. This team is not going to finish in the bottom four.
Well,
they're going to come back.
I don't like
it,
Carlin. I don't like it. Minnesota Swarm 4-3, heading into Calgary 5-2, who, as you said, 1 game back of Colorado.
After starting off 6-0.
Quietly keeping pace.
Yeah.
For the Calgary Roughnecks at home. But Minnesota, we spoke about the return of Chris Hall. Minnesota had some ramping up to do as well. Joe Sullivan stepped in associate GM as head coach. Mr. Lyons was fired. Get out of Minnesota. And they took it 15-7. That young goaltending duo, Tyler Carlson and Evan Kirk. Kirk getting the start, going 2-0, 43 saves.
They were playing Washington.
It's still Chris Hall returned.
Oh, man.
You're driving me crazy.
What is wrong with Washington?
Minnesota. This is what I love, and this is why Minnesota is so dangerous.
But they're so, Marco Polo, Mark.
It is. But 10 different players scored.
Yes.
10. You can't focus on 10 players, Carlin.
You can't.
You can focus on Iannucci in Washington.
And he did.
You can focus on Restuch. He didn't play, so you couldn't focus on Restuch. You can't focus on 10 players, and that's why, while inconsistent, Minnesota is a dark horse in that West Conference. 4-3 into Calgary. I don't know how you stop the confidence of the Roughnecks.
I don't know how you stop it either. But trading away the Anthony Cosmo, we were just talking about it. The Swarm
for Minnesota,
the ones dealing it. So
they're going to get younger.
They're going to
Cosmo
get,
didn't play.
Two important draft picks, yeah. Which again to me not a big deal. To you,
I like it.
Is a big deal.
I like it
for Minnesota's side, of
absolutely.
Course.
Because you're not losing anything.
I don't mind it for Buffalo, because now you're gaining and your stable is a bit stronger.
You don't need it. Isn't the four horsemen, Carl? You don't need an extra. You don't need a Lex Luger or an Arne Anderson.
Get richer all the time. But listen, this Minnesota team, if they're going to prove something this season, it's going to have to start beating the upper echelon teams.
That's true.
It's weird that we're seeing this after the All-Star break, that Washington isn't one of those upper echelon teams after the thrashing
Shocking.
They took this week. But Calgary is, and you're heading on the road to face Calgary. If they do something impressive, maybe I'll take a look at them and say maybe this team's a contender.
Well, Carl,
right,
the good
now, I'm not looking at it.
The good thing to see with Calgary as well was, remember at the start of the year, Scott Ranger was quietly lighting it up, went cold. Came back, goal and six assists, and Caleb Toth as well, starting to produce. And we talked about already, Jeff Snyder, faceoff man extraordinaire.
Yes.
Had a goal and an assist in the win over
tremendous weekend
Colorado. But I am so excited, Carlin, to talk about the Ric Flair of the National Lacrosse League, okay? He's like Space Mountain John Tavares. He may be the oldest guy in the park, but he still has the longest line. He's coming up next.
He is coming up next. We also have fantasy a little later on in the program.
Oh, boy.
But the juices are flowing. The great John Tavares is up next. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the best lacrosse show on radio, the NLL Tonight.
Sean Holmes Lacrosse, strength and conditioning. Train like the pros.
Go to lacrossesc.com/NLL tonight to pick up Philadelphia Wings All-Stars Dan Dawson's training regimen for free.
That's lacrossesc.com/NLL tonight. Sean Holmes has been strength coach for the likes of Ryan Benesch, Chad Culp, and for the Toronto Rock.
You want to be bigger. You want to be stronger. You want to be faster. Get that competitive edge.
At lacrossesc.com/NLL tonight, Sean Holmes, lacrosse, strength and conditioning.
Train like the pros.
This is Colin Doyle, captain of the Toronto Rock, and you're listening to NLL Tonight.
Welcome back to the NLL Tonight on National Lacrosse League Radio Network, presented by Reebok Lacrosse. Andy McNamara alongside Carlin Gay, and we are joined now by the all-time leading scorer in National Lacrosse League history, a 10-time All-Star. Very pleased to be welcome.
Yes, we are.
Buffalo Bandits legend, John Tavares. Welcome to the NLL Tonight.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem, John. Now, you're in your 21st NLL season. You've won multiple championships. You've done it all in the league. Just off the top, what motivates you to keep coming back year after year to compete at such a high level?
Well, obviously, number one, my love for the game. I love playing lacrosse, and I still love competing at the highest level. My family loves that play. I love playing in front of my kids. So those are a few factors there that make me want to keep playing. And I know I'm not going to be able to do this eventually. I'm sure pretty soon. So I'm just trying to do this for as long as I can.
Well, this past Saturday, you just actually competed in the record-breaking 10th All-Star Game appearance at home in Buffalo in a rink that was filled to the brim. Talk about that experience, about playing in front of the home fans, and you just mentioned a play in front of your friends and family. What was that like, breaking the record?
And captain of the East of a division as well.
Yeah, it's always great to when you can recognize and you make the All-Star team. And I thought it was extra special that, I played in Buffalo for 21 years, and it's the first time Buffalo hosted an All-Star game. And being one of the older players, more experienced players, I was probably the main reason why I was named the captain of the team. So, it was really nice, I think, for the fans to be able to host such an event that has so many stars, in lacrosse. All one arena, so I think it was a long time coming. It was nice to see the Buffalo Bandits pick up the ball on that one, and they did a good job, and I think the fans really liked it.
Well, speaking of the fans, they had the opportunity to see you guys get off to a quick 2-0 start, and then after that, four straight losses. You guys have now had 2 weeks to kind of settle in and get some practice time under you. And a red-hot Colorado team is coming into the arena this Saturday. What's the mindset heading into that matchup with the race so tight in the East?
I heard most of the question. I think I maybe missed some part. But, you know, for us, I think we got off to a really good start. I had two games, and obviously, you know, we're on a four-game slide. And I look at the four-game losses. I look at the teams in the league, and obviously there's more parity than ever in our league. And I look around the scores of the league, and I see teams, you know, beating other teams by 10 goals, 5 goals, and then the next night that very same team that won one game, you know, loses by a few goals. So there's so many good teams, and there is no opportunity to have a bad night because there's just a team waiting to pounce on you. And I think from the four losses that we had, you know, we had one game I thought that was a bad game, and that was the Minnesota game. So the other three losses, I thought it could have easily, you know, gone the other way. So I don't think it's time to hit the panic button. I think it's just time to get back to the basics, work hard, and, you know, got to keep pushing forward, and we try to get a win, regardless if it's, Colorado, or, you know, who else, you know, Washington. All the teams are good, so it really doesn't matter, you know, what the team's record is coming to our building or the team that we're going to face next. It's going to be a good lacrosse game.
We're on with the great John Tavares of the Buffalo Bandits. And John, there's another John who's having a terrific season out in Colorado. He is playing at a tremendous clip this year. What's your thoughts on the great John Grant Jr. as well playing this year, and what's your comparisons between, have you heard any comparisons between you and him?
Have I heard comparisons to John Grant myself? No, not at all. I mean, we're totally different players. John Grant, you know, he's a phenomenal lacrosse player, probably the best offensive player for the last, you know, few years, 10 years. And, you know, it didn't surprise me how much, you know, how many points he's getting. He's got a great stick. He's got a great knack for scoring, and you know, he's a great passer. And it's nice to see him do well. Hopefully, he doesn't do too well Saturday night. I've had the honor of playing with John the last couple of years in Peterborough, and you know, he's a really good player. And I can hear myself talking, so it's really annoying. But Saturday, you know, hopefully he doesn't do as well as he's been doing in the past. We're going to obviously try to minimize his opportunities. Obviously, it's going to be really hard to shut the guy out. He's going to probably get some points, but, you know, we've got to make sure that we shut down everybody around him.
Well, John, thank you very much, and we apologize for some of the technical issues. Question on the goaltending deal that came through. So many critics saying that the goaltending situation in Buffalo was quite solid. Mike Thompson, an all-star this past weekend. The Bandits went out and picked up goaltender Anthony Cosmo for a pair of first-round picks. So some individuals are saying possibly mortgaging potential future stars to improve a part of the club that didn't necessarily seem like it needed fixing. What are your thoughts on that and the bringing in of Anthony Cosmo when you have Mike Thompson?
You know, Anthony obviously is a well-established goaltender. He's, you know, going to probably make our team better. He's a great goalie, as everybody knows. I think Mikey Thompson's a great goalie. And I think the person that's forgotten here is Angus Goodleaf, actually. I think Angus is a great backup goalie. He's been with our team for a few years and does a great job coming off the bench. And, you know, we now have three solid goaltenders. I honestly don't know what the future plans are for our goaltending situation. But I was definitely a little surprised about the move. You know, we're kind of feel like three good goalies.
Yeah.
You just kind of count backwards. I'm like, you know, what are they going to do with Angus? Is pretty much, you know, what I think the main concern is, because if we have Mikey and Cosmo, you know, I don't think we're in the dressing three goalies.
Well, and that's a great point, John. And is the locker room at all? I guess you wouldn't really say, but is the locker room split, or how has Anthony been, I guess, received since arriving to the Buffalo Bandits?
Well, yeah, we've had two practices with Anthony and Matt, and he's looked good in that. You know, obviously, it takes some time before guys start feeling comfortable in the room, or other guys feeling comfortable with new guy in the room, but. I think for me, if I was going to a new team and I had the itch to start playing and show the reason why, you know, The coaching staff went out to get him, so I'm sure he's eager to get going. You know, get a good game under his belt, or get up, you know, part of the game under his belt to show everybody, hey, you know, I'm a really good goalie. And I think, you know, once he does that, I'm sure that he'd be, you know, more welcome. Not that he's not welcome at all. I think, you know, the guys are very, you know, welcoming. But, you know, right now we're just trying to find the right formula to win. And if it's a goaltender, it's going to be a goaltender. If it's a, you know, offensive player, you know, whatever it takes for us to win a game, that's kind of what we're trying to do.
Well, JT, we have one last question for you. We had pro lacrosse trainer Sean Holmes on the program last week going over how intense the training has to be a star in this league. What is the secret to your longevity in the NLL?
A lot of rest.
lots of naps. Okay, got it. I can do that.
A lot of different things. I think over the years, the way I play the game, I think the things that I don't have is maybe, you know, I think mainly a better player, better, smarter player. You know, like I've never had to rely on my speed because I really never had any. I definitely lost quickness. I'm a big guy, college, ready. So, like, to last in this league now, you definitely have to be in shape. So I got to make sure I work out more than ever, especially at my age. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I have, I see a gentleman by the name of, Dave Wright at Mind to Muscle in Mississauga, who takes care of me throughout the week and makes sure I stay nice and healthy. And, you know, I eat well, and I got a great family that loves me playing. So all those things put together.
Without question, 21 years and still going strong, the great John Tavares of the Buffalo Bandits. His squad will be hosting the Colorado Mammoth this Saturday. John, good luck in this game, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Buffalo what?
Buffalo Bandits.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care. When we come back, we will have fantasy talk right here. You're listening to the premier show on the La Crosse Radio Network. It is the NLL Tonight.
This is NLL Commissioner George Daniel. You're listening to the National Lacrosse League Tonight on NLL Radio with Andy and Carlin.
Welcome back to the NLL Tonight on National Lacrosse League Radio. Thanks again to our guest, John Tavares of the Buffalo Bandits.
The great John Tavares, Andy. Get it right.
It is NLL Fantasy Game Time. Carlin, who's your hotshot pick of the week?
How can I go with anyone but the great John Tavares? 21 years in the league.
That's blatant sucking up, Carlin.
Still blatant. Going strong for the Buffalo Bandits. He costs $21.
21 years, 21 bucks.
And he's giving you 120 fantasy points. Going to have a big game this weekend after sitting out for 2 weeks.
That's still impressive total. I'm going to go with, keep it with the Buffalo theme.
Yeah.
Luke Wiles, $18 and 112 points. You're getting almost as much points as John Tavares with three less dollars. That's a steal in my book. He also led the East in the All-Star game with 3 goals and 1 assist. All-Star games we know mean nothing, but he's still rolling, coming out. Go with Luke Wiles. Who's your freezer burn?
You've always been a value shopper, Andy. I am going with Anthony Cosmo of the Buffalo Bandits. Who knows if he plays, but he's going to be playing a red-hot Colorado team who's going to be upset, wounded duck for the first time.
Yeah.
Probably going to come in there and have the red light on all night.
Let's have a Buffalo sweep, Mike Thompson. And the reason I'm going with Mike Thompson is because we don't know right now who's going to start. If Anthony Cosmo starts, he hasn't played all year. We've seen how good Ethan Iannucci has been with sitting. Whole different ballgame in between the pipes. If you're Mike Thompson and you get the start, that is in your head. Too much pressure. Don't go with Buffalo goaltending for this game versus Colorado.
We don't even know who might even dress. Follow us on Twitter, Andy McNamara at AndyMC81.
Oh.
You can follow me, Carlin Gay, at Carlin Gay, and email us at NLLtonight@NLL.com. Special thanks to Sean Holmes from LacrosseSC.com. Make sure you go over there, check it out, LacrosseSC.com/NLLtonight. Pick up Dan Dawson's training regiment for free. We will see you next week. Enjoy the games, folks.